Hey, it's Dave. So today I just got into the Grand Canyon with my family. We'll be RV camping for several days. We had a fantastic time overlooking the canyon, eating dinner, and then we came back to our campsite, had a great campfire roasting marshmallows. As I was kind of wrapping up the day looking at the news of today, I was kind of struck by this one piece of news that Elon Musk's pitch deck to investors regarding his Twitter acquisition was obtained by the New York Times, and it had some really fascinating details that I wanted to share and go over with you guys. So here's the article by the New York Times, Inside Elon Musk's Big Plans for Twitter. And so the purpose of this pitch deck is to recruit other investors, right, in his acquisition for Twitter. And it's interesting the angle that Elon gives when pitching these investors. So number one, the pitch deck shows that Elon Musk plans to 5x Twitter's revenue. So going from $5 billion in revenue in 2021 to about $26.4 billion of revenue in 2028. To me, this is hugely aggressive. It would require a lot of new initiatives and huge user growth, and I think that's what Elon is shooting for. All right, the second thing in this pitch deck is it shows that Elon wants to reduce the reliance that Twitter has on advertising. In 2028, Elon wants advertising to generate $12 billion in revenue for Twitter and subscriptions to generate nearly $10 billion. He wants and he expects to see 159 million Twitter Blue subscribers in 2028. He also wants advertising to fall to about 45% of revenue. So the rest of the revenue would be subscriptions here, but also other revenue, about $4 billion worth, would come from other businesses such as data licensing. All right, the number three point in this pitch deck is that Elon Musk wants to increase the average revenue per user for Twitter. So he wants to raise the average revenue per user to about $30 in 2028, up from about $24 in 2021. So in my opinion, the average revenue per user is just slightly higher. So the overall revenue is largely driven by new and more users. All right, number four, this is kind of the big kicker. Elon wants to grow users massively. So in 2021, Twitter had about 217 million users. He wants to see 600 million users in 2025 and 931 million users in 2028. So super aggressive, ambitious goals here. He wants 69 million users of Twitter Blue by 2025 and 150 million users of Twitter Blue by 2028. So Twitter Blue is basically people who are paying $3 a month, right, for Twitter Premium. Number five point here is Elon has a mysterious product. So in the pitch deck, it shares a new mysterious product called X. And Elon expects 104 million users of this new product by 2028. In the first year, he expects 9 million users. However, in the pitch deck, there just isn't any further details. To me, this is actually quite interesting that Elon is actually thinking of not just increasing or improving features, but Elon has actually a completely new idea for a product. And it's interesting, will this be in addition to Twitter? Will it be inside Twitter, adjacent to Twitter? The details have not been shared yet. All right, number six point is on hiring. So Twitter today has about 7,500 employees. Elon actually expects this number to be about 8,300 in 2023 and 11,000 in 2025. He also expects stock-based compensation costs are going to rise to about $3 billion in 2028, up from $914 million in 2022. So this doesn't seem like Elon Musk is planning to do massive personnel cuts at Twitter. It seems like he will, you know, probably prune the people who aren't contributing a lot, but it seems like he wants to grow actually the company and employees. So this is, yeah, an interesting take that I think actually a lot of Twitter employees will actually be happy with, especially those that are contributing and actually capable of really helping Twitter reach these new goals. All right, number seven point is cash flow. We know that Twitter will take out about $13 billion of debt as part of this buyout plan from Elon Musk, but the debt, it will be paid down with cash flow. So Elon expects about $3.2 billion of cash flow in 2025 and about $9.4 billion of cash flow in 2028. All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. So overall, Elon's Twitter pitch deck to investors shows a really interesting focus to expand Twitter's business. He's wanting to grow the user base massively and also scale revenue by 5x in just 6 years. Basically, he's trying to make Twitter into a massive growth company, something that the company has struggled with for many years. And Elon has put some really concrete numbers down for his six-year plan. He's got specific targets he wants to reach for revenue, users, cash flow, number of employees, and more. And I think it's really smart. He could have told investors, hey, trust me, I know what I'm doing. You don't need any numbers from me. But Elon knows the language that investors speak, and he knows that investors want their money back and more, and he's crafted a pitch that actually is very persuasive. Now, not everyone is going to believe Elon can reach these goals, and that's okay. He doesn't need every investor in the world out there to invest in Twitter. Rather, he just needs a certain tiny percent of investors to believe that he has aggressive growth plans for Twitter and that he's got a good shot at reaching those goals. I think this is one of Elon Musk's defining traits, namely that he has an uncanny knack for combining business with bigger goals. And he sees business, cash flow, and profit as a means and an essential one to reach super ambitious humanity level goals. So if Elon has his way and it works out according to his plan, which of course there's risks that it won't, but if it does, then Twitter would become one of the most dominant social networks out there. And Twitter could potentially be a huge force championing free speech and democracy. At least that's the plan. And I think it's a worthy one to go for. Anyways, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys by next video. Thanks.
Here we are. We're scootering to the Grand Canyon Village. What is that behind us? Do you see it in the video, Kim?
Yeah.
Hey, loved you from the first time you called me late. Loved you for your wits and your weekend games. Yeah. Always on my mind, always in my brain. Yeah. With you the summer came and went in a day. And I've been craving you since the first time that I sat by your side. And time is gonna fix me inside. Oh, no, nothing's gonna make me forget. And I don't think I want to forget anyway, yeah, yeah. No, nothing's gonna make me forget.